Hey guys, Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. We talk a lot about wife whispering and horse training as analogies for how to understand our women better. And it's always meant with the utmost respect and admiration for women because they are magnificent. We love them. But there's something you should know about horses and women, and that's his ability to feel pressure. Ladies can feel pressure in ways that you may never understand in the words that you use, your energy and your feelings. And I'm trying to demonstrate with this demo here how you can maybe recognize yourself in certain situations applying pressures that you never meant to, but are magnified in her body and her soul, and she blames you for that. The truth is that we have a choice to change how we behave around the women we love and the horses we love. And we can choose to give them an environment where they feel safe and loving and even passionate. In fact, those are prerequisites. So Ranger and I are going to show you what it feels like to have pressure. And the dramatic way I'm going to do it is how it sounds to a woman, even if you slam a door and say nothing, but it could sound something like this. I can't believe you. That was a stupid thing to say. You're so irrational. Why is it you don't want to be intimate? We haven't had sex for 2 weeks. What's your problem? You're always spending time with your mom. You have no time for me. I just don't think you like me anymore. You treat me like a roommate. I just don't think that we have that connection anymore. What's going on with you anyway? And he feels the pressure. He doesn't want to be near me. He feels all this negative energy, and he would like to come in. Your wife would like to come in, but there is no possible way a wife can come into a relationship with a guy who's providing that kind of negative energy. And I'm being dramatic for a reason, because you see how Ranger's reacting? This is exactly how your wife feels inside with every ounce of negative pressure you give. What does she need? She needs to know it's safe to come in. You can see he wants to come in, but no, I'm pressuring you. You're stupid. You're not even logical. I don't like the way you talk to me. I'm going to create an environment of safety for Ranger, and I'm going to stop it. I'm going to say, you know, you can trust me. I respect you. I'm proud of you. I appreciate you. You're not just beautiful, but I like who you are. I like the mother you are. And I would like you to join me in the middle of the corral so I can show you that I'm a safe place. I am a safe place. That seems a little bit dramatic, but the truth is, the second you release the pressure of negativity and judgment and condescension on your wife, you remove the pressure that's keeping her away from you. You're removing the pressure that's keeping her from respecting you and trusting you and accepting you and being able to meet you halfway. Sometimes we have to step past the 50-yard line to create emotional safety. Thanks for joining me. I hope that helps.